I'm Nick Lippa here with Del Reed. And Del, this whole crazy Twitter scenario involving a Twitter poll and paid bots. Give me a little bit of overview about this.
Yeah, so the NFL on Fox Twitter account, you know, as part of, I think, a March Madness promotion, just they put out a bracket pitting all the different fan bases against each other to determine who was the best fan base. Buffalo had made it all the way to the Final Four and looked like they were going to make it into the championship until, with about 12 minutes left in the poll, 20,000 votes came in for the Titans fan base, which is kind of impossible the way that it shook out in less than a minute, just for it to swing so wildly.
So certain Titans fans slash bloggers paid for bots to help swing this meaningless online Twitter poll, and it did upset some Bills fans that were participating in it. And that's when Shelby Waddle, the wife of a new Bills player, steps in, and she says, let's show them where this money should be going to. She says, let's donate to a charity. And at this point, what happens?
She had the idea to do something in Nashville, and she reached out to me asking if I had any suggestions, because she knows of all the charitable work we do through 26 Shirts. And I said, I don't in Nashville, but I'd be happy to look into it. And, you know, after a quick Google search and, you know, going through a couple different sites that reviewed different Nashville charities, I found this one, the Nashville Children's Alliance, which seemed really worthy based on what they do to help, you know, kids who have been abused, you know, physically and sexually. I thought that was a very worthy charity. So I suggested that to her, and she thought it was great. And she said, I'm going to tweet it out. If you could, you know, help promote it, that would be great. And so I started blasting it myself, and it just really took off quickly.
And already over $8,000 has been raised at this Nashville charity. This isn't new for Bills Mafia. It's Andy Dalton threw a touchdown pass for the Cincinnati Bengals, got the Bills to the playoffs. They donated to his charity. Chicago Bears fans made fun of the Buffalo Bills and their fan base, and they donated money to one of their charities. Is this what Bills Mafia is all about? Kind of take one on the cheek or celebrate the game of football by doing something better for somebody else?
It feels so good to give a gift that is really no strings attached. Yeah, it's enjoyable. And that feeling you get knowing that you've done that, that you've really, I mean, when you think about it, this Nashville charity probably saw their phones lighting up last night, or maybe this morning they came into the office and they saw that their bank account was a lot higher than they projected it to be 24 hours earlier. Just knowing that that surprise was waiting for them, and it's such a good surprise. It feels great.
Is this a community now that's larger than just Buffalo when you talk about Bills Mafia?
We're so much more than just fans of a sports team. And I've said this a couple times in different interviews over the years. The City of Good Neighbors is so much more than just some little, you know, clever phrase that we can put on signs as people enter the city. It really is part of our DNA. And, you know, through social media, there's so many fans that are fans of Buffalo sports teams that maybe never even set foot in the city, but they've become part of the fan base for whatever reason. They're a Bills fan, they're a Sabres fan, or whatever. And, you know, hopefully this mentality that the city of Buffalo has, that Western New York has kind of rubbed off on these people who are, you know, fans elsewhere. And maybe that's going to change the world a little bit. It sounds a little corny, but I really... It's a great way. Social media is a great way to kind of spread that goodwill.
Let's go Buffalo. Let's go Buffalo. The Bills make me wanna shout.